Well, the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
And welcome to everyone here today. Welcome to everyone in person. Welcome to everyone online. And it is good to be here together. And together we will experience God in word, in sacrament, and in the presence of each other. And today we're doing things a little different because it is All Saints Sunday. It's a time for us communally and individually to remember the lives of those saints in our lives and to remember that they are with us, they are united in Christ, and there is together a hope of resurrection. So in a moment, we'll do our call to worship, and then I'm going to run back, and then we'll have our procession. As we talk about processions, normally it's just the leaders of the church processing up as a symbol of the whole church coming together. But this Sunday, we're going to invite you all, anyone who wishes, to process us up with us with our little candles. And they're electric candles, so you can pull it out, and then there's an on and off switch. Turn them on. You process us up. And these candles, of course, represent the lives of the saints in our lives. And I invite you all, when you come up, to put these either around the lectern, you may put them on the table, just not the communion rail because we need those later, or on our side altar. And then throughout this whole service together, we have this visual symbol up here of how this truth plays out, that all the saints are up here shining down upon us. So let the lights, the symbols of our candle, remind us that we are surrounded by that great cloud of witnesses. So I know that was a lot, so let me just say again, when we go back, you all process together, and you're invited to bring your candle up. If you cannot walk up yourself, and you would like your candle to come up, just hand it to somebody else. And if you don't want to come up, that's okay too. Those are your options. So let us begin now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty God, you have knit together your people in one communion and fellowship. In the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, the Lord. Come, let us worship. For we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. Let us give thanks to the Lord for his mercy endures forever. Join with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven to laud and magnify your holy name.
Through the gates of righteousness, let us enter his courts with thanksgiving.
Oh,
O God, we remember with thanksgiving those whom we have loved, those who walk with you on earth, and now who rest from their labors. Keep us in union with all your saints, and bring us with them into the joyous feast of heaven. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
O God, our help in ages past and our hope for years to come, we give you thanks for all your faithful people who have followed the sunshine of your word throughout the centuries into our time and place. Especially, we remember Dr. John Baker. Karen Grams. John Gilbert. Marilyn Day. Jeannie Painter and Rich Gould. As we remember these people, strengthen us to follow Christ through this world until we are carried into the harvest of eternal life, where suffering and death will be no more. Hear our prayers in the name of the good and gracious Shepherd, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who suffer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia.
Worthy is Christ, the man who will say, whose blood set us free to be people of God. Power and riches and wisdom and strength. And honor and blessing and glory.
Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have knit your people together in one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Grant us grace to all your blessed saints in lives of faith and commitment, and know the inexpressible joy you have prepared for those who love you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Now we have a moment where we invite our children to come forward for our children's message, but also I may need some volunteers because we don't have six children, so I need six. So okay, you can stay where you're at, but I'll come to you. So just reach up when you have here. So the question is, what does it mean for it to be All Saints Sunday? Is this not a Saint Sunday? It's not some Saint Sunday. This is all the saints. So I want to illustrate this point, and we're going to do it by a little game. So I'll come to you. Now, the game is really simple. There are six hearts, just regular, everyday hearts, in this bowl. And I'll show you what to do with it in a second. Six hearts, you can count them. And one of those hearts happens to be the saint heart, because it has the cross in it. Right? It's what is a saint, but someone who's the Christ, who's the love of Christ, the presence of Christ, dwells in their hearts. So we got one with the cross, we got six, we have five other hearts. Does that area make sense? Does that make sense? Hopefully it does. Sometimes I confuse myself with these things. Okay, so we're going to put the six, so all the six into the bag with the one of the saint hearts. All right? Is everyone following? Now, we trust in the providence of God that only the saint among us will get the saint heart. We'll figure out who the true saints are. So, you know, all right, so we're going to now reach into this and grab out our, to figure it out. So if you're one of my six, I'll have you raise your hand in a second. I want you to reach in. Pull out one of the hearts. Don't show anyone else. Just see who it is, and then I'll give you the instructions later. Everyone understand? Here. No peeking. No peeking. This is randomness. Randomness.
I got two.
Oh, looks cool. We're already cheating. Three, some keep me on us here. Four. Just gradually take the last one. All right, and so as you see, I'm not cheating. There's no more hearts in the bag, right? Everyone sees no more hearts in the bag. All right, so you've taken a look, and you know which one it is. So on the count of three, the person who has the saint heart, I want you to hold it up and shout, "I'm a saint."
I'm a saint.
All of you are the saints. All six of you have the saint heart. My friend, that is because we are all the saints, all of us, and everyone who has come and died and gone before us, everyone who will come after us, we are all the saints. And so this Sunday is about us, because this is all the Saints Sunday. So let us pray. On the count of three, we'll bring our hands together and repeat after me. So one, two, three. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for all the saints.
Thank you
thank you for all the saints.
Amen.
Amen.
Our first reading today is from Isaiah 25, starting with the 6th verse. Hear now the word. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wines, of rich food filled with marrow, of well-aged wine strained clear. And he will destroy on this mountain the shroud that is cast over all peoples, the sheet that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. Then the Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces, and the disgrace of his people he will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him so that he might save us. This is the Lord for whom we have waited. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
We will sing the psalm today as printed on page 7 in your bulletin. I'll begin by singing the light-colored verse. Please join in singing as a congregation the dark print. The earth is the Lord's and all that is in it. The world and those who dwell therein.
For the Lord has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers.
Who may ascend the mountain of the Lord, and who may stand in God's holy place? Shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of their salvation.
Such is the generation of those who seek you, O Lord, of those who seek your face, O God of Jacob.
Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in.
Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle.
Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in.
Who is this King of glory? Truly the Lord of hosts is the King of glory.
Our second reading is from Revelation 21, starting with the first verse. Hear now the word. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, see, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them, they will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more. For the first things have passed away. And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Holy wisdom, holy word."
Thanks be to God.
She knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the people who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, "Where have you laid him?" And they said to him, "Lord, come and see." And Jesus began to weep. So the people said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. And Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, already there is a stench, because he has been dead for 4 days." And Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus looked upwards and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I know that you always hear me, but I've said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you have sent me." When he had said this, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." And the dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. And Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, Christ.
Well, all of our texts this morning have tears in them. So we might as well journey a little bit of what this means and what it cheers me. And for me, one of those moments where tears always seem to flow, even as a pastor, is in funerals. And it doesn't really matter if I've known the person, sometimes it's a total stranger, but in that moment of the stories and the songs and the love and the pain and sorrow, I get that sympathetic response of finding myself crying also. And I'm sure as the years continue, it will only get more of an issue. Not that tears are wrong, right? That's like the lie of our culture, that tears are somehow bad, they're wrong, they should be hidden. But tears are not something to be ashamed of. Tears are the exclamation point of your emotion. They stand in places when words can't express. And again, not that crying at a funeral is bad, but when it's a total stranger in front of you, you don't want to go overboard with it, right? You have to be present, but not be overcome. And that lesson was no more real to me than when I was on my internship. And I was doing a funeral, and Saturday morning of that funeral also coincided with a two-car type of journey. I was going to the church to do a funeral. Jen was driving our little girl Ferret to the emergency vet because she was in distress. And as the funeral was starting, the call came from the hospital that she died on the operating table. So it is, how can you, at the moment, deal with your own pain and grief and also be present as that pastoral is supposed to be, present to the pain and the sorrow? Hardest day of my life so far as a pastor. So when we're sad, we cry. But friends, we cry times that have nothing to do with sorrow as well. We cry when we're really happy. We cry when we're overcome with joy. We cry with pride when you see the accomplishment of your child. We also cry in moments of pure And so there's another part of the liturgical year that I always find myself crying on, and that is the great Easter Vigil. And friends, if you've never been to the Easter Vigil, I highly recommend doing it. It's a whole night of journeying through symbols and power and experience. At one point, we will come into this sanctuary, and it will be completely dark. The night around, and you will sit in the silence of the tomb. You'll feel the presence of the night. And then as we sit there, then the herald announces, Christ is risen. And the bells start ringing, the lights come on, and that hallelujah choir of Christ is risen indeed rings out. And that's the moment where the felt experience of sin and death melts into the hope of resurrection. And I also find myself crying in those moments too. Sorrow, pain, hope, joy, comfort, all are occasions for tears. And so maybe we can think of that as we come to this phrase, the most intimate phrase of all of the Gospels. And Jesus wept. And we might wonder why Jesus is crying. Could it be for all of these reasons? Could it be something else? Well, tears are also a sign of, I would say, that the world is not right. When we cry, it's because that sorrow represents something that is broken. And in this respect, give a lot of shout out to our Catholic siblings. They have a better way of talking about this. They will refer to the sacred part of Jesus. The sacred part of Jesus which cries in love, but cries because the world is broken, because it's not right, because there's injustice in the world. The pain of death. All these things are tears that says it's not right. And in the moment of being in that window to the heart of God, in the heart of God that cries tears because the world is not as it should be. We Lutherans like to talk about that as the theology of the cross. The window of who Christ is or who God is. All you have to do is look at the cross. But I think we're saying the same thing. Because the injustice of the world, the pain of the world, the tears of God for the world, are what motivates God to then enter into this world, to heal it. And so Jesus moves God into the world to live, to dwell, to enter fully in this great mystery that somehow dying in Jesus' death at the hands of all that is wrong is the note that brings healing, a new creation. And all this is summed up as Jesus moves from his tears to that tomb. And he says his prayer. Father, I thank you. The prayer is a prayer of thanks. The prayer in Greek is Eucharisto, the same word we get Eucharist from. It brings us to our table. And in a few minutes, we'll have our own prayers. And they will also begin with, we thank you. We thank you not because of the pain of existence. We thank you because Christ has come. Christ has died. Christ has risen again. We will come to this table in thanksgiving because this table is a foretaste of the feast to come. Our Isaiah passage have the future feast. Picture this table around which we are all gathered. And so, in part, this table is that first foretaste of what is to come. But also, and of equal importance, friends, the saints, our loved ones, they are here with us. And in our prayers, we will say something like, on earth, with all of the angels and all the hosts of heaven, we join your unending prayer. It's our contention, it's our belief as Christians, that when we gather around this holy table, it is that we are gathering around with all the saints who have come, who will come, who are with us now. And the hope is they are present with us now. They continue in Christ now. And they will, with us all, experience the resurrection and a new creation. As Paul will say, Christ will reign until he's put all his enemies underneath his feet. And the last enemy is death. We look forward in the presence with the lives of those we love with us to a future that is unfolding, a future in which we will all again be one. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
in God's abundant love for the world, let us pray for our neighbors, the church, and all of creation. O God of resurrection, you call us by name and raise us to life. Rouse your church from slumber. Where we have held back in fear or shame, unbind us. Embolden us in our proclamation of your good news, that all may know abundant life. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
O God of creation, you have founded your world on rivers and seas. Preserve freshwater sources and the creatures who call them home. Heal places of pollution and nourish places of drought. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
O God of the earth, you reign over all nations and peoples. Inspire us with wisdom and discernment as we elect legislators and leaders. May they govern with justice and uphold the dignity of all people. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
O God of heaven, you make your home among mortals. Come alongside those who weep this day. Befriend all who are lonely, encourage those in despair, and heal any who are suffering, especially Aaron, Joe, Fran, Eric, Carol, Misty, Melissa, Annette, George, Vince, Jeanette, Dietmar, Michael, David, Lael, Cameron, Marty, Tisha, Sabine, Darcy, our Savior Lutheran Church, victims of Hurricane Helene and Milton, victims of the war around the world, national world disasters. Abide with your faithful ones in love. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
O God who serves, you set before us a feast of rich food. Sustain our ministries of fellowship and hospitality. Strengthen the hands and hearts of all who prepare and serve food for our nourishment. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
O God, Alpha and Omega, we give thanks for your faithful ones who are now at peace with you. With all your saints, we praise you, for you have swallowed up death forever. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
We offer our prayers to you, gracious God, trusting in your boundless love for all that you have made, through Jesus Christ our Savior.
Amen. Amen.
May the peace of Christ. May the peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you. I
invite you now to share the peace of Christ with those around you.
Thank you.
invite us now to stand as we sing our offering hymn. Blessed are you, O God, maker of all things. Through your goodness, you have blessed us with these gifts, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. Use us and what we have gathered in feeding the world with your love. Through the one who gave himself for us, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your heart.
Give them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord, our God. Thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the witnesses of the saints, you have shown us the hope of our calling and strengthened us to run the race set before us. That we may delight in your mercy and rejoice with them in glory. And so, with Rich, John, Karen, John, Marilyn, Jeannie, and all the saints, with the choir of angels and the host of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
So that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." For as often as we eat of this bread and drink from this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Remembering, therefore, his command, we give thanks to you, O Lord God Almighty, not as we ought, but as we are able. We ask you to accept our praise and thanksgiving, and with your word and Holy Spirit to bless us, your servants, and these, your own gifts of bread and wine, so that we and all who share in the body and blood of Christ may be filled with heavenly blessing and grace, and may be formed to live as your holy people. To you, blessed Trinity, be all honor and glory in your holy church, now and forever.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen.
Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial. Deliver us from evil. For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
You may be seated. Friends, this is the table of God for all the people. And all are welcome to come forward and receive at this table. In a moment, the usher will come forward and we will ask you to fill in our communion rails from right to left. And we are very adamant about this. You may receive communion in whichever way is most comfortable to you. For some of us, that will be to kneel. For some of us, that will be to stand. You're invited to stand or to kneel. We only ask that you extend your hand outward and you receive the element in your hand. Gluten-free options are on request. And then as the wine is passed around, we will ask you to reach in because the red cup is wine and the clear liquid is grape juice. But know that all are welcome to come forward, and all who come forward will be served. If you wish to come forward and only receive a blessing, no, we ask you to also come, but to come with your arms folded. Know that this table is open for all, and all are welcome.
Thank you.
And may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior keep us in grace.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Jesus, holy God, you have welcomed us to this meal and fed us with the dignity at your table. Send us now to welcome others and to be at peace with one another. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
And friends, we just pause a little bit for announcements, and we have the insert within the, called the Words of the Week. That'll have all of our announcements. And in there is also a survey. We ask you to fill it out if you have not already filled it out, pertaining to the accessibility and participation of our choir, whether we will increase participation if we move the choir down here. So you have three options. Please choose one only if you haven't already filled it out. And if you haven't already filled it out, then please fill it out. It's just a piece of information for us. And then also, we are very honored in Atonement this weekend coming up to have the Synod's Women of the ELCA program at our facility. We have sent out emails to our memberships with how you can sign up and register for that. It'll be here all day on Saturday. Catered meals, so free meals. So if you show up, you'll be fed. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And if you'd like to show up and be some kind of support for making the coffee and whatnot, please see us, and then we'll have some more information for you. But it's quite the honor to have them and quite a blessing for us. Yes.
Where do you want us to put these?
If you just put them in the basket on the way out. Good point. Thank you. So let us prepare our hearts for the benediction. God Almighty, God most merciful, bless you and keep you and give you peace.
Amen.
Go in peace, serve the Lord.